How's everybody doing? All right. Thanks for coming out. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Sitting in not my tiny Westtown apartment, but a very cramped stage is Esmeralda Leon. Tell the people hello, Esmeralda.
Hi. Hello.
There we go.
There
all right.
Go.
This is what's going
to
happen.
Trying to silence me.
I'm going to talk in a microphone, and you're all going to stare at something. We have wonderful guests. We have the hosts of the Late Live Show, which just had its premiere at Second City. I'm very excited to have them. We have the Putterboss Sisters, who are delightful. And we have the music of the Ragtones. Before we begin, I'd like to clarify something, and that is I love my girlfriend. I love my girlfriend very much. And last show, I opened with a rant. And part of the rant had to do with she's living in D.C., and I miss her dearly, and that's making me hate a lot of people, and I'm telling people to die. Number one, I have to stop telling people to die. When I do that, Merle's going to remind me how I should stop.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
All right, just calm down. Whenever I tell someone to die, I'm going to calm down like a cat. I'm going to get trained like a cat with audio from Mr. Rogers. But also, I'm not single, and I need to think about all the single people out there, and they don't have it so easy. And we have a new producer on the show, and she wanted to show me how great I kind of have it. So she wrote a casual encounter for me. Here's the casual encounter. A tiger sleeps in this jungle and is ready to be awakened. I need someone, be it damsel or dame, to tame this wild beast. Let me know when you are available for a rendezvous. Producer, good job using the word rendezvous. It's hard to say out loud. We can meet in public or in the privacy of my manhole, which makes me wonder if she means in my butt or where I sleep, or do I sleep in someone's butt? If you'd like to know what it's like to shake the hand of God, then go to church, because with me you'll find nothing but the nasty fulfillment of our animalistic desires, and I'm not just talking doggy style.
I think it's quite true.
Not all animals fuck doggy style, do they? Only dogs. So why
Lions.
Can't... How do falcons fuck? Think about that.
Falcons.
I lost my place. They falcon each other? Falcony style. If you like the twirl of a good chest hair, get ready, because I got tons, and it's not just on my chest. Producer, have you ever seen me close to nude? No, she says no. She's kind of right. It's really sad.
That makes me think you keep it in little baggies.
Oh, that's even better. Oh, fucking, what's the charity where they cut the hair for the bald cancer
locks,
kids?
Locks of love
is on my chest. That's wonderful. This man bear wants your body, so please shoot me an email, and I will shoot you a load that will melt the polar ice caps. How hot would that load have to be to melt an ice cap? Jesus. Yeah, that's right. I went there. That's in this. I didn't actually say that. Because I'm not afraid to go places no mortal has ever gone before. Everyone's fucked a butt and a vagina and a mouth. Does that mean, like, between the toes? Like, where is no... There's arm fucking, there's armpit fucking, between the knees. The only thing that's left is the ears, the nose, the eyes, and the thing between the toes. Because it's just a hand job if it's fingers, right, Merle? Clarify, female.
I don't think nose would work unless it was very tiny.
I'm white. So now that you know a little piece of me, see, little piece, I'd like to get to know a little piece of you. Tell me about yourself, and you could be that lucky someone who gets to run with the wolves. You're an awful producer. You're an awful human being for doing that. Here's the saddest part. We got a lot of responses on Craigslist, and these aren't even all of them. Here we go. Let's get right to business. Got a picture. Business spelled B-U-I-S-N-E-S-S. All right. Hope you are doing fine. Just noticed your ad. Pretty nice one. Which part of Chicago are you located in? I'm located in the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont. Come on by. Have a few amazing curves in all the naughty places. She has a bumpy vagina. Are you Mr. Amazing Guy? That's not a question. Are you Mr. Amazing Guy? I like fishing, camping, movies, and laughing, which I'm not completely a fan of because it makes your face all wrinkly and you look old, so I'm a fan of just brooding in a dark bar like this one. I'm looking for a person who is amazing, which is fucking sad. Drop me a message and let's chat some more. Okay, we'll keep going. I gotta stop. Howdy, where would you like to meet? I'd like to meet at the Hungry Brain next Monday night for our next live show, July 5th. Come on out, everybody. Are you rich or poor? Just curious. I am financially rich and very poor in taste, so let's fuck. Respect sport? Okay, respect sport. When you hear respect sport, I instantly think, well, I do like hockey. The Hawks are probably my favorite team. Then I'd go basketball, then football, then baseball. I like all the sports. But then you realize she means sport fucking. She has to mean sport fucking. And the answer is no. I'm still white. Just a quick note in response to your post. I'm looking for a bed partner who knows the true definition of discretion. I'm engaged, however. My guy is cheating on me. I can't be bothered to try to fix this. If you are in a relationship as well, that's okay by me. I can host, as he is overseas. Please write me as soon as possible. I really need some you time. I have pics to share. That's scary, because that means she has a man that's in the military, and she doesn't give a fuck about anything in life. We ready to do this?
I am. All right. Everybody else?
Oh, that's some crowd work there, Merle. This is what's going to happen. You're going to talk for about 20 seconds while I come around and talk into the other microphone, and then we'll start the show. Is that okay with you?
I guess.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. Please clap for Esmeralda.
Yay! I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I'm just going to ramble because I don't know what you wanted me to talk about.
I just want you to talk about who you are as a person.
Well, I'm a lady.
You are a lady. Esmeralda. Esmeralda's wearing a very pretty dress tonight, everybody. I'm very happy with her clothing choices. I think you did aces.
Well, thank you. You look quite dashing with that plaid green tie.
It's yellow and blue.
All right. I'm colorblind.
That's okay.
Awesome. You know what? It doesn't matter because it's an audio podcast.
It is an audio
and
podcast.
It could have been blue and green.
We're going to ruin the illusion. If you've never listened to the other show, what we do is we talk about random news stories. Merle found a news story today. Merle, what is the news story today? Hi, new person. Come and sit down. Welcome.
It's I found a list of countries that regulate baby names.
All right. When you say regulate baby names,
they approve and reject.
So they don't assign the baby names.
They don't assign them, but people have to take them up with the government, and then the government says yay or nay.
Okay, so what is a country that disapproves baby names?
They don't disapprove them.
Well, if you're rejecting, that means disapproving.
We got Sweden. They rejected Metallica.
Okay, did any other metal band apply? Was Slayer, Megadeth?
No. They also...
Caius. What about stoner metal names? I think if your band is relatively unknown, you can get away with a metal baby name. You just got to really work at it. So, like, by year five of the kid's life, you're huge.
It'd be a really good way to advertise.
That is a great way of advertising. What would you name your band if you had a metal band and wanted to name your child after it?
I don't want... Babies.
See, this is why you're not a true musician. Merle's been learning the drums, and she doesn't even know what a metal band is. Keep going.
Japan rejected Akuma, which means devil. In Japanese.
That's kind of badass.
That would be very... Actually, it'd be very metal.
That would be very metal. Continue.
Denmark rejected anus.
Oh, why did they reject anus?
I know, right?
Anus.
Pluto.
What if it was... Was there an umlaut over the U?
No.
That's the problem. If you put the umlaut there, it's just cool. That's why
anus?
Motley Crue wouldn't be rejected from any of them. They got two umlauts, and they're completely unnecessary umlauts.
But my question
is... Those are fucking metal pronunciation
umlauts. My question is, what would you reject? What name would you reject if the U.S. had that?
I'd approve all of them except, like, Philip, David.
Really?
Michael. Let's make it spicy.
I hate Skylar and
Madison. Why do you hate Skylar?
And I'm sorry if anyone's named Skylar or Madison, but your parents are dumb.
What's wrong with Madison?
That's horrible.
No, Madison Avenue. Your parents are just capitalists. That's fine.
That's right. I like to think if you're going to name your kid, think about, it, regardless of if it's a dumb child or whatever.
Well, let's
pretend
be honest.
It's going to be the president.
If you're naming your kid any of these, you're going to have a dumb baby.
That's true.
If you name your kid Metallica, you've just created a roadie. That's okay. Gear needs to get from stage to truck to stage. Someone's got to do that job.
My favorite, though, is the country of Sweden accepted Google.
Ooh. So Sweden likes money.
Yeah, they like Google, but not Metallica.
But Google can mean a lot of things, like a search engine, a way to check your email, maps.
It's still quite a horrible name. Here, Google.
That's nice.
What's going on, Google?
That kid's got a built-in nickname, Goog.
Google.
That Google's gonna grow up to be like 300 pounds in a lineman. It's gonna be great. What's his last name?
I don't. No. This is just various names.
Google Maps is good
Google
job,
Maps.
Audience. Google Maps is a very
audience participation.
Continue. What else we got? Are you fucking dry right now?
No, Germany.
Your eyes got so big when I just said that. I just realized that is not something you say to a woman. Because that could be read many different... Well, only one way. I'm sorry about that.
Discovering truth will make me...
That's when he rants.
Yeah.
That's what that was
for.
We
have a rant button.
This is essentially like when a dog misbehaves. I have to point this at him and then he calms down.
We're going to close this out or you got anything else?
That's fine. I'm done.
That's fine. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very, very happy to tell you that between music, I've already fucked up. What minute are we in? 13? Great. I'd like to introduce you guys to Spare Machine. When I asked Mark in Spare Machine to play, I said, Mark, I want the saddest songs you can possibly play between acts in a live talk show. And he said, done. And then he said a week later, no, I'm just going to make noise instead. And I said, fine, because I'm desperate. Mark, are you ready to go? You're tuning. Are we ready to go?
Oh, there it
goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Spare Machine coming up, the host from the Late Live Show. Thanks for sticking around. All right. How's everybody doing? What cheap crowd work I just did. Spare Machine is playing actual songs at Phyllis's Musical Inn on July 9th. Phyllis's is a great bar. If you've never been to Chicago, you should really check out Phyllis's. Nelson Algren uses it a lot in The Man with the Golden Arm. You were going to say something?
No, I was going to say, so this, they don't do this all the time?
No, they don't do this all the time.
You
it's
don't
new.
Do this? Shake head
it's
now?
Experimental. We're breaking new ground.
All right. I
Ladies
like that.
And gentlemen.
We're the first.
Our first guests of the evening are the hosts of the new Late Live Show, which takes place every Saturday night at midnight at Second City. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Joe Quazala and CJ Toledano. Please clap, everybody.
Hello.
Forget it.
Oh yeah. What?
Yes. Checking. Was microphone. Checkerphone.
Was it?
CJ and Joe, do you have to check mics when your guests come out?
No. We don't use mics.
We don't use microphones.
You don't use mic. This isn't. Yeah. Okay. I have to hold it there the whole time.
How do you not know how to use a microphone? Aren't you a stand-up comedian?
Most microphones you can hold down here,
or they okay. work.
Most or they're functional.
Work. Most like talk shows don't take place functional. In a dive bar without windows or TV.
Oh come this on!
Seems
this
too,
is not.
Seems
hey
too close.
Guys, can
hey.
I? Am I allowed to do that?
I was gonna be not. I was gonna try to be tactful and not say anything.
Oh. Yeah, maybe it's because we have a female doing it. It actually worked. How about
no,
that?
No, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was like, glaring in my mind.
Do you refer to her as a female?
She's a female. That's a lady. I don't know what's going on. We got a new setup audio-wise. It's very fun up here. I got a lot of knobs, and I don't understand any of them.
Okay.
So, Joe and CJ, why did you start the Late Live Show?
I'm afraid to move because these mics...
Oh, stop it!
These mics...
Here, want to switch microphones?
That might be the problem.
Let's see.
Hello? Oh, it works perfectly for me. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's just you holding a microphone. You're not used to it.
You hold it like a rapper for some reason.
Do you remember the video game Parappa the Rapper?
Yeah, I do. Punch, kick, block, right?
Yeah.
I only remember the demo. That's all I could.
Yeah, I played the demo.
Did you think it was funny enough. That a game called Parappa the Rapper featured no rapping but a lot of violence?
The demo didn't have any of that.
Wait,
really?
I thought they did rap.
He punched.
He
though.
Did rap.
He just punched and kicked.
He did a lot of karate.
Oh
moves.
Yeah, the lyrics are like punch, kick,
Wait,
punch.
Block. Yeah,
it was like an LL Cool J video
That's
from 1992.
Well, there is a Lupe Fiasco song called Kick Push.
That's so. About skateboarding.
Oh,
well,
but he does rap in it, so
that guy can't take anybody.
Parappa
Let's talk about
rapper.
Rappers that could beat other people. So why did you start the Late Live?
We started the Late Live Show because we're. I don't know. Why did we start it?
We started the Late Live Show because I feel like in the comedy community, there's a lot of stand-up shows, there's a lot of sketch shows, there's a lot of improv shows, but there's not really a talk show like you would see at like Late Night with Conan O'Brien or The Tonight Show. And I felt like that is a viable form and in medium for comedy. So why can't Chicago have it? Considering how big a comedy community Chicago has, why can't that be, and why can't we bring it to them?
I was just bored with stand-up, and I like hanging out with my friends more. And so I have this really shitty apartment that we invite all of my friends, a.k.a. our writing staff, and we write about farting, and we write dick jokes, and we say a lot of puns, how many puns we can say in 1 hour, and then create that into a bit or PowerPoint presentation.
Could you stop saying words with the letter P?
We had a PowerPoint presentation of a prickly pear.
So, excuse me.
I saw your first show.
You did. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
well, I got a free ticket.
Oh, is that why you came?
No.
I would have.
No. The reason why she came to your talk show is because she was kind enough to show up to one of your talk shows, unlike you two gentlemen, who were not kind enough to show up to the first 10 talk shows
we had.
Whoa.
I brought you on here to attack you and then give you alcohol.
Is this alcohol not just set decoration?
That's not set decoration.
Is this the prize later? Or?
No, that's for being on the show.
Okay, I'm going to have some now.
Is this tequila?
That's tequila for the guest.
Reposado?
Every guest on the You, Me, Them, Everybody live show gets a little thing of tequila.
Cool.
And we want you to drive home.
This is great.
Okay.
Fast.
That's why it's little.
So what do you hope happens with the late live show?
I hope it becomes something at Second City other than just, say, a show in their small theater. A show that people are coming. Like, the thing about doing comedy in Chicago for the past 3 years is that the goal of mine was always to defeat the fact that some of these shows were coming off as recitals.
What do you mean? What do you mean recitals?
Like your friends and family would come see you. Like, oh, he's doing comedy.
My mother has never come to anything creatively I've
mine.
Ever
mom,
done.
Yeah, my mom hates that I do comedy.
She lives in a different state.
So is my mom.
No, your mom does.
No,
mine doesn't.
Together. Oh, my mom.
I wish my mom was your mom's roommate. Can
yeah,
we make
great.
That happen?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Could we do a
she's
sitcom?
She's a fucking drain on my pocketbook.
She takes money from you?
Yeah.
What money do you have to
she's
give her?
She's a madam. I host a talk show in a dark bar. I mean, I'm rich.
Wait a second. Did you just imply that your mom has like a cadre of hookers that she...
That's explicitly what I said.
Okay, we glossed over that very quickly.
She's a female.
Like,
well, you would know that
we
talk about this monthly if you would show up to one of our talk shows.
I listen to them. Every time they get
you
posted.
Are a liar. No, CJ. One of the reasons why I had these guys on the show is because Kevin Lee, one of your writers on staff, came on the talk show that we do. This sounds like shit. Could we fix this? By the way,
does it sound like shit to everyone else?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
holy
I'm
shit!
Glad. Do I sound
Can
okay?
I?
Because I feel I'm just kind of yelling and not using the microphone.
We're just yelling.
For me, it's not the equipment. I just always sound like
I
shit.
Feel like the mics are too close to the mouths.
There's a lot of problems going on right now.
It's pretty terrible.
Oh, this is awful. Thanks so much for coming
like
on my
it.
Show.
This is great.
You don't use microphones because you're in a real theater.
No, do you realize what I would be doing right now if I wasn't here? I'd be in the Globe Pub talking to nobody.
Why would you be in the Globe Pub?
That's where the open mic
open
is.
Mics. Like, that's what it is. It's just open mics and shittiness. So I like change of pace. That's why the reason for a late night talk show.
That's good.
Exercise different comedy muscles.
What's a comedy muscle you exercise, CJ?
You mentioned puns already.
You mentioned puns.
Yeah.
No, stand up. There's one comedy muscle, and it's yelling over a drunk audience.
Like we're doing now.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I don't even think they're drunk yet.
They
I'm sorry.
Like that fun.
I prevented you from crossing your legs.
They like having fun.
What does the comedy muscle look like? And where is it located?
It's like the tricep.
It's a glass of PBR. That's what that muscle looks like.
Is it like an operation, and you have a glass shape of a PBR in in your belly?
Right here, just I'm not funny. Drink, just constant buzzing.
It's the same muscle for a musician. Speaking of which, good Wilco shirt.
Thanks, man.
Did you wear that specifically because you're coming to the Hungry Brain?
I don't know. Why do they?
Most of your shirts are Wilco shirts.
Are they really?
I'm a huge Wilco fan.
So besides wanting to be in the band Wilco and host a talk show, what are your interests and hobbies?
Yes, CJ.
Me? What? Why is it turning on me?
Wait. Who's the host of the show?
We both host it.
We both host it.
You sit behind the desk.
Yes, I do.
He has more responsibility than me.
Are you going to sit behind the desk, CJ?
Yeah, I mean, it's we don't know.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Are we going to start a rivalry right now?
I think we should start an in
listen.
Come on.
Listen, I want your show to break up in flames and to blame me.
God.
What the fuck is going on?
At least our equipment won't be death of us.
Yeah, you're in a nice theater.
We are. We're in a pretty nice theater.
We are.
We're doing okay.
How did you get the Second City, and how much are they paying you?
They're paying us $0.
They're paying you zero. Are you paying them?
No, we're not paying them anything.
That's kind of the deal. Like, we don't, we're not paying them. So then it's okay that they don't
pay us. Tricked Second City 3 years ago into thinking that I could be something, and I just have been nothing for 3 years.
How old are you?
23.
You're so young and full of hope and promise, CJ. Don't ever give up. Joe, how old are you?
I'm also 23.
Oh my God, they're so young.
They're babies. No,
they're babies. Here's the thing, they're comedy babies.
It's mandatory that we don't give up because we've committed our
whole three years.
No, I've been.
You just said you committed your adolescence. I committed my adolescence to learning Nirvana songs.
Yeah.
I didn't do well.
If you would have stuck to it,
then I'd be in a shitty cover band called Nevermind.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
He'd be wearing a yellow wig.
That's success to me. If our show gets us in a cover band called Nevermind,
let's make that happen.
Can we make that happen? Like, I'm going to the audience to get riled up about a Nirvana cover band.
You guys both love Conan. Is Conan the reason you're doing the show?
It's more of an inspiration than a reason.
Yeah, because we both kind of grew up watching Conan.
Yeah.
Throughout high school, I don't think I missed an episode of Conan. Yeah.
Did you have girlfriends in high school?
I didn't.
Oh, no.
Is that why?
You just said we didn't miss an episode of Conan in high school.
You could have been dating theater girls.
That answer.
Cool theater girls that like Conan O'Brien.
I wish I were smart enough back in high school to figure out that theater girls were probably the only girls.
So you weren't like a four-letter athlete?
Here, I played a lot of sports.
Did you play a lot of sports?
I played a lot of sports, yeah.
Can you believe that?
Did you grow up in a small town and that's why you played a lot of sports?
I did grow up in a small town.
I went to an all-boys school and sports was the most important thing. We have a lot of NFL players who graduated from my school.
I saw that. That's a pro.
Jesus. We don't light our guests on our show. We let them fucking speak their mind.
Yeah.
Name one guest. Who's coming up on the show? You don't even tell people.
I'll tell you. What is this? Does this drop soon? Podcast drop soon? Like, before Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, we have graphic novelist Paul Hornschmeyer.
Who's been on my show.
He has? Awesome.
Yes, he's been on my show! Quit stealing my shit! Nathan Raven's coming on my show. You got him, don't you?
We've got him before you.
Oh, wow, you totally lied. You're a liar!
What? Okay! And then we have David McMillan as our musical guest.
Who's David McMillan?
He's kind of a country folk
That sounds good.
He's really good.
We have a Gold Motel.
Gold Motel's coming up.
Cool.
I want us to fight West Side Story style.
I'm up for it, too.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely like,
let's do that. Nate, the Cobras and the Jets.
Yeah. I'll probably. I might kill Joe, too. Like,
we get confused.
We might just start stabbing
dance
each other.
It out. Because it's 2-2.
I'm just going to drink on the silence. All right, we're going to end this interview like we end every other interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions.
Okay.
Guys, please pick a question from 1 to 260.
Six.
Six.
What? Come on. You had so many choices in the triple
Well,
the
you
digits.
Fucked up.
God.
On one day, your father gets a really weird idea and dyes his hair green.
Green.
He dyes it green.
And goes to a Ween concert?
Knowing everyone would be looking at him and snickering, would you go to the shopping center with him if he wanted your company?
What?
Well, I love, like anyone, I love the shopping center. I try to make it out of the shopping center at least once a week.
Shopping centers are very good.
They're some of the...
What the fuck was that?
Was that someone's ringtone? Was it? Was it someone?
Would you go to the shopping center?
I would go to the shopping center.
CJ,
my father is dead.
I never met mine, CJ. I never met mine.
Yeah, you never got to know him then.
Maybe I have been to the shopping center.
You had nothing to miss. I am missing my dad's green hair.
I can't miss green hair, CJ.
My dad had beautiful green hair.
It was the greenest.
Now it's just dust, and it matches the rest of his body parts.
I've kind of given up on this, and I just decided to yell over everyone, which I can do with or without a mic, so let's just make this a contest.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, guys, you want to play the grand prize game? Do you know what the grand prize game is?
Do we get a chance to plug our show after this game?
We plugged the show about a billion times. The Late Live Show.
Just specifics. Saturday is at midnight. You can reserve tickets at thelatelive.com.
And we will present things to you and not just show up in street clothes and talk about nothing.
Yeah, thanks for getting dressed up. It was really nice of you guys.
Come on.
Thanks for telling us to dress up.
Do you dress up on your show?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You would have known that I dress up if you would have come to one of
Listen,
these. Like she did on the first week. Thanks, Esmeralda.
Who's your biggest guest you've had?
Who was our last month's guest? Jeffrey Brown, probably.
Who's he?
Bigger
no, I'm
than
not
Paul.
Being an asshole.
He's a graphic novelist.
Okay, cool.
When's the last time you didn't have a graphic novelist on this show?
Every other month ever.
How many graphic novels are there out there?
There's three. We just recycle. They're all white.
Is it just
male.
The same guy with different black rim glasses?
Yeah. You know you're wearing black rim glasses, right?
I know. I'm a graphic novelist. I know how comedy works. All right.
All right. Now go play the fucking game and drink your tequila.
That's rough.
Don't fake drinking tequila.
Yeah, this
isn't
this
the second.
Okay, I'll play
city.
The game. You have to show me. Or wait, where do we play it from?
You play on the stage. You stand up. Merle's gonna narrate what's happening.
All right, come on.
We put the
come
mics down?
Here, Merle, take this one. Merle's going to narrate. You guys just drink and have a good time. We'll talk about feelings later.
See the buckets? There's buckets in a row.
Why would you drink tequila
there
straight?
You
because you're single and watch Conan every day in high school. That's why you drink tequila straight.
All right, fuck. You
to become
just,
a
you
man.
Know what? Stand right
stand
there.
In front of the amp, sir.
We try to make it as perilous as possible. That little tiny space.
There you go.
There
that's
you
bucket.
Go.
That's how it is.
Bucket number one.
There
oh,
you
he
go.
Made
he
it,
won
folks.
It.
Hold
bucket.
On.
Oh wait. He didn't miss number two. He only gets one prize.
You're going too fast.
All right.
No, you didn't. Stop
you
it.
Son of a bitch.
Stop it with your Wilco shirt and no sporting ability. You're awful at life.
Yeah, the fact that you played.
Maybe
sports.
That's why your dad left you.
What? This is like.
Yeah, he really wanted to leave.
He said, fuck you. And then he slipped and was like, I'm done. I hate fathering you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Listen, people think it's crazy, but they don't see my other sets I've had here. Oh, yeah,
CJ's lost his mind. It's great. You
I
should come
just,
see him
I
do
come
stand-up.
Here. These are, we're all, this is the house of all my dark comedy.
That's why I invited you back.
Yeah, I was going to do a set, but thank God I didn't do it for these people.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Do you realize I have to spend the next hour with these people and
yeah.
you get to leave the stage?
I think it's time you leave with your puzzle that you won.
Yeah.
Get off the stage.
Yeah, go with your anime puzzle and
turn?
Go fuck children, CJ.
Go ahead, it's your turn. I'm only going to give you one ball because I'm sure you won't make the other one.
That's right. We got enemies all over the place. Come on, Joe.
We're
beat your
real
partner.
Real angry in this
okay.
one.
All right, now the
you
first,
hit the first one. First bucket.
All right.
Oh,
yay,
he made it,
made
folks.
It.
Clap. Clap for him. He made it. You get a puzzle. All right, here you go. Ball number two.
Bucket number two.
Bucket, whatever, same thing.
He made it again.
He's better than... Maybe that's why
that
he's...
That is why he's behind the desk.
Yeah. You get a boat.
A boat? Aww.
Use it for a skit.
No.
Nope, it's just a boat.
Unfortunately. Bucket number three.
He oh, made it, everybody.
He made it, folks.
You can reach.
You
we
can
never
reach.
Said anything about that.
We didn't give you any rules, so...
Yeah, we didn't give you any rules. You're just sad about your dad. Fucking grow up, CJ. Jesus Christ.
The third bucket prize is Captain and Tennille's Butterscotch Castle on a 45. Enjoy that.
The B-side is Shop Around. Of course. The classic Shop Around B-side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what all
right.
the kids love.
Bucket number four.
Oh, and he,
oh,
made,
he made
it.
It
what does he win?
I like prizes.
You do like
what
prizes.
What do you get? You get...
Do you have a game on your show?
No.
They don't have a game on their show. They're more professional.
Exactly. You get a car. Little toy car.
You want a car.
Yeah, you want a car.
You want a car.
Bucket number five.
Okay, this is where I do some skills.
This is going crazy now. Oh, he made,
he made
it, folks.
It.
He made it.
CJ, I'm way bigger than you, and I'm losing my fucking mind. I've never had a dad. I will beat the shit
you know
out of
gets?
You.
He gets a book.
Ladies
Isn't
and gentlemen, go
best
see
prize
CJ.
Ever?
Oh, it's a Machiavelli. It's a Machiavelli, of course. I'm familiar.
The classic Machiavelli fifth
and
bucket prize.
The last and final bucket is a really awesome prize, I think. Go on. We don't have all day.
Oh, and
he
missed
he sucks,
it.
And he didn't make it. I can't tell.
Well,
you.
Whoever wins,
too late.
Whoever wins.
Sorry,
hey, you won the Arkanoid. All right,
can't
everybody,
tell you.
Go to the Late Live Show every Saturday night for the next few months, weeks. What? How long are you guys going for?
Until August 7th at the DeMott Theater at Second City, midnight Saturday. Reserve your tickets at thelateliveshow.com. Follow us at the Late Live Show. Let's be friends.
They're great people. Please, please clap for Joe and CJ, the hosts of the Late Live Show. Spare Machine, please, for the love of God, play some music. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. You guys leaving? You guys sticking around?
I think we need to split. Yeah,
Late Live Show. In all honesty, guys, these are two really great, really funny people. And if you have any time, go see the Late Live Show. I highly, highly recommend it. CJ's funny. I've seen him a billion times. Please, if you can, check him out. It is my pleasure to bring to the stage two of the funniest people I've ever seen in this fair city. Ladies and gentlemen, the Putterboss Sisters. Please clap for the Putterboss Sisters.
Hello, Kankakee. How are we doing out there tonight? Good. I said hello, Schomburg. How are we doing out there tonight? Boo IKEA. IKEA. I know. Believe you me, I agree. I said hello, Joliet. How are we feeling out there tonight?
All right.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Putterball Sisters couldn't be here tonight because they're getting stoned and listening to Nevermind, the cover band for Nirvana. So, I am Lilac.
And I am Branch.
And we are...
Clinkety-clank.
I'm sorry. This is a little ridiculous that I'm wearing an acid wash trench coat.
Yes,
so
it is. Take
let me
it
just
off.
Take it off.
You see, we are a Japanese noise band. Only
we're not Japanese.
And we're from Schaumburg.
Right. We're not even really English. We just picked these English accents up at Walgreens. They were on sale 2-for-1. So...
Here's the thing about art. I don't know if you guys are artists yourself, but we are artists. Mm. And it's very hard to pinpoint the kind of art that we do.
Because we do it all. You know what I mean? We take MySpace pictures and make Facebook art with it. You know what I mean?
We just watch Elijah Wood movies over and over again and then do Elijah Wood impressions back and forth.
Back and forth.
Okay.
We do a lot of art happenings, guys, you know. Down on the corner where photography meets art on Damon, North, Damon in Milwaukee. We do all sorts of art happenings there. We have a gallery, and we're doing an art happening now called Blank Canvas, where we take hundreds of galleries and fill them up with blank canvases. It signifies nothingness. It's artsy. Get into
it's
it,
artsy.
Guys.
It's artsy. That's just what art
that's
is.
Just what, exactly.
Something else that you might watch, we have been literally memorizing every movie Matthew McConaughey has ever been in.
Right.
And we are just reciting the whole thing in front of the bean next Wednesday at 1
right.
a.m.
Please
you
get
can
there.
Be there
get
and
there.
Watch us, okay?
We are also going to be performing Speed 1 and Speed 2. Where I'll be Sandra Bullock and she'll be Keanu Reeves in the Buckingham Fountain, and that is next Friday.
It's so artsy, guys. Figure it out. I don't know. Do what you want to.
Right.
It's art. You know what I mean?
This art is, can be anything.
This is something that I'm very excited about. I think we should plug. We plug on this show, right? That's what we do. We plug. Right.
Correct.
Okay, good. Let's plug this art happening. What we need is help from you guys. We need all of your old, used, new scorpions, whatever kind of scorpions you have.
Right.
We need your scorpions. There was a collection bucket. You can drop them off when you leave. Because what we're doing, guys, is we're creating a movement called
Scorpion Rain.
And we're going to very tall buildings. And we're dropping them all on the passerbys below. It's sort of our way of saying,
Hey guys, aren't you glad it's not raining scorpions every day, guys?
It wakes you up. It makes you think.
It makes you think. You know what I mean? It makes you grateful.
It's
grateful art.
You know what? Right. I want to bring back blacksmithing because I think that is a lost art form and that's very sad.
I understand. I want to bring back coal mining because I think it's very underground.
Ooh. That was a funny joke. I appreciate that by throwing this glitter. Well, you guys, I don't know if you ladies have ever had a boyfriend that will never leave your house, or if you boys have ever had a girlfriend that will never leave your house.
Or if you girls have ever had a girlfriend, or if you boys have ever had a boyfriend, or if there's any transsexuals
house.
In the audience, all of your art forms are fine. We're
yes.
accepting of all of them.
Well, I've got a problem, see, because I like artsy boys. They don't tend to make much money, so they never leave my house. I like the
right.
kind of boys that have John Wilkes Booth mustaches. I like the kind of boys that use mustache wax, and then I say, hey, use mustache wax as a pickup line, and they carry it with them usually, and I say, can I borrow that? Because I want to shape my twat hair into a goose. And I just go in the bathroom and do some sculpture work on my vagina.
And then come back out with a sculpted vagina.
Yes. Right. And the thing is, I also like boys that wear those tight little tunic pants. Make them, you know, it makes them look like they're in a children's theater production of Charlotte's Web and they're all playing spiders.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like boys that either look like lesbians or just simply are lesbians. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. And I like it when they weld a bike on top of another bike and put it on top of another bike and then ride it around like that.
Because it's arty. Figure it out.
Because that's art, you guys. Do you need to stop? No, that's not what traffic does.
No, I'm just too artsy. I don't even need to stop. My art will save me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, like we said, we're a noise band, and you're saying we haven't sung anything. So we're going to get down to brass taxes or brass art, whatever you like to say. And this is to all of you out there that literally have had a boyfriend or a girlfriend that's
never left your house.
So this song is called My Boyfriend's Always at My House. Kick it off, DJ. I'm going to take off my glasses. I said, hey boyfriend, why are you here? He said, well, you've got a better selection of Pabst beer. And I said, you're right. It all started when my boyfriend became a Potbelly's bike messenger. He enjoys delivering sandwiches and listening to The Cure. One day his legs got sideswiped by a car. Well, working for Potbelly's didn't really get him that far. Now my boyfriend's always at my house. You see, my boyfriend is an artist, you see. By that I mean he sells his paintings at Argo Tea. He also fashions himself to be a filmmaking star. Well, YouTube videos about pizza didn't get him that far. Now my boyfriend's always at my house. Go home, boyfriend.
Get out of my house already.
Do you see how I switched my accent from singing and now I'm back to English? I can do that because I'm an artist.
Because she's an artist.
So, you know what? I think you guys are getting the drift. I think you're really starting to dig this art, so I'm going to continue talking about the kind of girls that we are and, well, the kind of boys that we like.
Right. You know what, guys? I think all of us together can end women's suffrage if we just try. Am I right?
We do it together. If we do it together, guys, I've got a couple tips to artists out there. Here's one. Just because you pour change on yourself and milk, it doesn't make you a performance artist. Tip number two, having meetings about meetings and talking about how you're an actor doesn't make you an actor, even just as much as, you know, putting small hats on small dogs doesn't make you a circus performer.
Exactly. Tip number three, not washing your dick is not anarchy. Wash your dicks!
Tip number four, just because...
Antibiotics are expensive.
That's true. We're artists. We don't have money. Tip number four, just because your space jazz drone band has flyers doesn't make you good. And if somebody told you you didn't need to practice, well
you should.
So what we're saying is we're hipster girls. And if you guys want to be the meat in this sandwich, well, you're going to have to sign my email list and then you're going to buy me a couple drinks. But we'll get to that. So this song is called Hips to Meet.
I just sighed for Hulk, wrapped and mulleted my hair to fit right in. I just cut my bangs in the bathroom and I'll do it again.
I like snorty drugs, I like hand-rolled cigarettes. My dad pays for all of my college debts. I just wanna be hips to meet, jerking off to a shitty beat. Don't dance, just tap your feet. Hips to meet. Why can't we all be judged off the way that we look? Have you read On the Road? It's a pretty underground book. You see, I'm pretty boring, and my sunglasses at night are very annoying. Plus, hanging up all these band posters, it gets pretty rough. With my sunglasses on, I keep bumping into stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there.
I just wanna be hips to meet, jerking off to a shitty beat. Don't dance, just tap your feet. I just wanna be hip to me, hip to meat. You see, I want a boy with bones I can see. I want those emo bones to fuck me. And when we fuck, I want it to sound like two skeletons just hit the ground. I just wanna be hip to me, jerking off to a shitty beat. Don't dance, just tap your feet. I just wanna be hip to me, hipster meat. Have you read my tattoos? They're about the things that I've said. Have you read my tattoos? They're about the books that I've read. Are you cold? No, my arm sleeve tattoos are keeping me warm. Well, have you seen my tattoo? It's on my inner thigh. It says, sorry, so sloppy. The other side says goodbye. You see, sometimes I blog on the beach just for fun, and sometimes I Google myself just for fun. You can also learn things on Google, like if you're into goats, you know, just Google goats. You can find some facts in that, in the interwebs. If you want to follow us,
whatever. If you want to follow us, we are. You can check us out. We are going to be taking the Damon bus tomorrow, so you could follow us there. You know, if you want to catch us.
About 5:52, you might have to check the CTA tracker.
We are also going to be shopping at Dominic's. we're going to be in aisle 14 getting extra erasers for
our art.
I'm going
to be buying mustache wax, so just get to the mustache wax aisle, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring the Berlin Wall down. The wall by Berlin. I'd really like to dance there. Let's get it down together, all
and
right?
Let's get baby Jessica out of that well, okay? She's been in there since the 80s, guys.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been Clinkety Clank. You can see us on Damon, Damon, North, North, Damon in Milwaukee, where photography meets art.
Art it out.
Art it out.
Art it out. Yes.
Thank you. I love you all. We're all great artists.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Artsy, how are you?
I am very uncomfortable.
All right.
Okay.
Do you think either of you would ever date someone that looks like me?
You'd need to grow a couple mustaches. I need more than one mustache.
Can you grow a mustache on the back of your head as well?
If I grow a mustache, will you overlook the fact that you can't see my rib bones?
Well, if that's your
think
art,
about that.
Everybody's got their own art.
What do your parents think about your career decisions?
About being artists? And
yeah, well, I mean, are your parents, are they part of the artistic community? Do they have membership to the Art Institute? Did they take you there as a child?
Well, here's the thing.
Actually, yes.
They did.
Right. We are Jeff recommended, and that's mainly because our dad's name is Jeff, and he recommends.
Are your parents still together?
No.
Are you talking to the Putterball sisters, or are you talking to Lilac and Branch?
Lilac.
Well, my
whatever just happened, that's what I'm talking
about. Okay, whatever just happened.
Who knows what just happened? You're into it's art. We can't really pinpoint it.
If you want to start talking about my parents, well, you know what? They sort of said, we're eccentric. You know, let's just like make a burlap house and like see what happens, you know?
Right. My parents are actually those anarchy kids that you see on Belmont that have their girlfriends chained up to a dog that's also roped to their girlfriend and they're asking for nickels. They have like twigs poking through their nose so that they can feel what the earth is like. You know what I mean? Those are my parents.
As true artists, maybe you could explain to me why you never wear deodorant. What's wrong with deodorant and art? Why don't they mix?
Because it's like capitalism. I mean, it's like the government. Why was
deodorant's
Calvin
trying to bring us down like the government is?
Yeah,
you know
why
I mean?
Is Calvin Coolidge not in office? I've been making a campaign for him for years, you know? I mean, figure that out. I don't know. It's like how many pubic hairs do you have? I don't know. These are questions that we don't know the answer to.
How many movies has Keanu Reeves been in where he's changed his accent halfway through the movie? I don't know.
Do you know what IMDb is?
Is that a band?
It could be. When you guys shop for clothes, do you go together? Or does this just happen?
Well,
did you plan this outfit?
I actually, this is not an outfit. This is a tattoo.
Oh!
So, no, I don't go
shopping.
So
you're nude. You're technically nude.
I'm completely nude. This cost $5,000.
But you're warm, like you said.
Well, yeah. Well, it's cold
in
sometimes.
In your music, what comes first, the beat or the words? True art. Good question.
That is an artist's question. You know what? I think first what comes is not the beat or the words, but more the meat. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, the meat comes first. Okay.
The meat comes first. Yes.
I don't know. Really, it depends. Because
it depends
sometimes
on how many rickshaw rides we ride that week. Really? You know what I mean?
I mean, the music, we have a lot of collaborators. For instance, you know, we call Nickelback up, and they're like, oh, this is what we can, you know, do for you this week. And then maybe next week it's like, Creed, what's on your calendar for the week? Can you help us make some music?
It turns
music?
Out nothing, so they are pretty free to help us out.
Do you still live in Schaumburg, or that's just where you're from?
It's just where we're from. We live wherever art exists, mainly. You
we
know?
Follow art, yes.
Where do you live now?
Whose ever porch will let us sleep on
okay.
it.
Do you not believe in chairs a lot of the time? Do
no.
You
just I like to feel around? The space. You know what I mean? Just really
how
feel
does some,
the space.
For someone, I'm not an artist like you guys. How do yeah. I feel space? How can I do that?
Well, have you ever seen the movie Spaceballs?
Yes, I have.
You could feel that VHS tape.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Space Jam?
Where yeah.
Michael Jordan is surrounded by cartoon characters.
Yeah,
and all
yeah. Okay.
I feel that as well.
All right, I'm going to close this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions.
Are these ours? Hold on. Is this what?
Well, that's yours. I was going to give you. You want those now or later?
Oh, I don't care. I just.
Well, let's do the question first. Okay. Is that okay?
Yes.
Artists? Question before liquor is quicker. That's what I always say.
That's a weird saying. Okay, pick a number between 1 and 260.
199.
Okay. If a friend gave you a gift you didn't like, would you act as though you really didn't like it?
What's this book?
It's the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's an awful book.
Oh, nice. If okay. Say it one more time.
If a kid gave me a question I didn't like.
If a friend gave you a gift you didn't like, would you act as though you didn't like it? How old do you think I am, lady?
That is the weirdest question to put in a book.
Art has no age.
I would say, would I act like I liked it?
Would you pretend you liked it? You would pretend you liked it?
Yeah, I would probably pretend. I mean, yeah, I think
I would not pretend. I would just give it back.
That's good. That's
I'd
honesty.
I'd rewrap it and just give it right back to them and say.
You would rewrap it?
I'd rewrap it and I'd give it back to them and open it up and say, how do you feel about that piece of shit?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Well, ladies that aren't the Putterboss sisters, we have some gifts for you. Maybe you can pass them along to the Putterboss. We have two little bottles of tequila for you.
Oh,
thank you.
That should help your art.
That
thank
you.
This will
it always does, and our music, really.
We have a book for it's called Men in the Sun.
Ooh,
Is there dick
hot,
in that, Esmeralda?
Hot,
is it
men.
Almost dick? Do you see any dick in that? You see dick. We got dick, everybody.
Oh, we've got dick, everybody. Clap it up for that.
That's a reason to come to the live show. That's not going to
sure
translate well over audio. We have a series of party hats for your next art installation. We figured you could use those.
Let's wear all of them right
There's
now.
Trolls in them. You have three pairs of sunglasses on. I think that's a minimum of a six hats on your head, so it makes sense. And what do we have? We have another book for you. We have in the Encyclopedia of Medical Self-Help. So you can use that for your song lyrics.
Good.
She says she helps herself every time she masturbates.
Well, we are making a new installation on medical, just actually it's different old-timey diseases. We just call them out to each other and then we reenact polio or
the Black Plague.
That'll be at Joanne Fabrics next Thursday.
Yes, in the chiffon aisle.
Do artists like to play games?
What artist doesn't like a game?
I'm confused beyond belief.
Sometimes you ask a question with a question and it's an answer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not a clue.
Yes, I will play this game.
Wonderful.
Yes,
it's called
great.
The grand prize game. Mm-hmm. Would you want to play together or separate?
What do you think?
Well, I think we should play separately.
All right, go out there.
All right.
I'm just going to support you.
Yes, you support me with your art.
All right. Support each other through abstract things abstractly. That's nice.
Thank you.
All right. So Merle, just hand this wonderful woman a ball.
Great.
And with that ball, you put that in that bucket and put it in sequential order 1 through 6.
I'm not really good with the kind of balls you throw.
Understood.
Where do I...
Number directly down. You're blind, aren't you? Are you blind or you just have sunglasses?
I'm a little,
She's
know.
Pretending to be
Could
blind.
Could you drive legally? Are you legally blind?
I'm legally...
Blonde.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bucket number one. And she missed it.
Oh.
And that's my skill set, guys. There we go.
Well, let's just give her a prize regardless, but okay. Let's also get her off the stage because she looks very nauseous and she might have vertigo.
Yes, I'm disappointed in you, but good job.
Vertigo, I'm sorry.
I don't think she's sorry, but that's okay. Have a puzzle. We get you got a puzzle?
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, are you ready to play the game?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Oh,
you're better. You're better.
Oh, you're both playing.
She's great. Better at sports. Okay.
Why don't you switch microphones as well? That makes it more fun and exciting.
Microphones are exciting. That's true. Oh, thank you very much. All right, so I drop it like just right here?
We'll make sure it stays in the bucket. Yes, ma'am.
Do you want me to take off my accent or keep it on?
It's completely up to you. Are you singing or talking?
What do you think?
I'm so confused right now. This is why me and my college girlfriend broke up, because she went to the Art Institute. I never knew what she was talking about.
Oh, I know. Finish that degree, right?
That's I guess. I don't know. She did fuck a guy with full body tattoos, so I guess it worked out.
Was it me?
It might have been you!
It was me.
You why missed it too! Holy shit!
No, it technically was in there and then it bounced
yes,
right out.
No, yes, exactly. That's what sex is like.
Ooh.
She also won an anime puzzle.
Oh, thank
that's
you so
a
much.
Joke. Well, please do me a favor and wish the Putterballs the best.
I will.
I respect what you do, but I hope to never see you two again. Your art is bullshit and I hate you both.
All right. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Everybody, please clap for not the Putterball sisters. The Putterball sisters will be performing at, it's called Nightcaps. It's a show at Berlin on July 30th at 11 p.m. It's the last Friday of every month. If you're straight and always wanting to go to Berlin, this is your opportunity. And they also do Bonorama the first Monday of every month at Harrigan's. Don't go to that because we have a show. This is the show to check out. Entertaining Julia. It's every Sunday at 9 p.m. at Town Hall Pub. It is the most fun you can have on a Sunday night. These women are hilarious. Go see the Putterball Sisters. Spare Machine, are you ready to make some noise? Ladies and gentlemen, please clap for the Putterball Sisters, Spare Machine. We got the Ragtones coming up. Thanks for sticking around. All right, we're back.
That's so great. Thanks for sticking around. I'm still amazed by that music.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that music, which sounds weird coming from me.
It's comforting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spare Machine will be playing Sylvie's Lounge on July 13th. If you're a fan of Not Hating Your Life, don't go see them that date.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that goddamn noise?
Well, that was Spare Machine. Kevin McGuire, everybody. Please clap for Kevin McGuire. Kevin, you're not scheduled to be up here. Why are you up here?
I was sleeping.
What are you talking about? You were sleeping.
This is my bed, Brandon. This stage.
You
right
live
here.
On the stage of the Hungry Brain.
Yes.
How long have you lived here?
30 years.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
So you've lived here your entire life. This bar has only been open for 13 years.
Well, before that, it was an improv club, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So what?
My mother was in an improv troupe performing here, right? So she was pregnant with me at the time. And she took a suggestion from the audience, and they said, giving birth. So she went with the suggestion and gave birth 2 months early. But
so you are a premature baby that's lived in a bar/improv club your entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the sun?
Why? No. What's dumb?
Don't go outside. What's going on in the world? How do you follow current events?
Hey. I don't need to follow current events. Plenty happens here in the bar.
Okay, so what's going on in the bar right now?
All right. Well, for example, this is about 2 months ago, April 20th, I think, is when it happened.
Right. What do you... Okay, continue. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. There was a bartender here. His name is John. I think you might know him.
Okay.
Good friend of mine, because, I live here.
Because you live at the bar. I understand that.
And he was trying to pour a beer down the drain.
Okay.
Right? But it got clogged.
Okay.
Okay. And so he was trying to dig out what was in the drain.
Okay.
And he was digging and he couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, just like this sludge of beer and water and dirt and liquor and probably shit all came flooding out of the sink.
Okay.
And it just kept coming, and he kept trying to stop it. He brought the other bartenders, and they kept trying to couldn't do anything. It just kept coming. And the floor was covered in this sludge, this shit, beer. There's all these beer cans floating on the floor, and they're dirty, and I felt really bad for them, so I've been cleaning them off.
So you've been cleaning oily beer cans? Or sorry, dirty beer cans?
Yeah, they're dirty. They're covered in beer and dirt and sludge. Yeah. What is oil, by the way?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
That's why I'm in a bar.
Okay, good.
So yeah. Why are you here? So we just woke you up, and now you're on stage.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off at you, actually.
Why are you pissed off at me?
Because I was trying to sleep.
We're open.
You keep doing this fucking show and waking me up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better be.
I feel sorry for everyone in this bar tonight.
Yeah,
yes.
You should. All right. All right, anyway, I got to go. I got some beer cans I got to clean off. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin McGuire, everybody. Kevin McGuire.
I feel like he's our child.
He lives on the stage. He lives on the stage. I just don't know why he doesn't sleep in the basement. Why does he choose the stage?
Because it's dark. Oh, I see.
The whole thing is dark.
He's only lived in a bar. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah, he doesn't. He really has no parental guidance.
No.
It's kind of sad.
Other than the bartenders, which really isn't the best.
it's an awful set of people here. No. In all honesty, there's no honesty. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, we're going to interview him first. The Ragtones, Jeremy and Chris from the Ragtones, please put your hands together. Where are they? There they are. There you go. You take this mic. Well, get it from Merle.
There's a chair right there.
Chris?
Jesus.
Mike, will you sit down, sir? All right. The Ragtones are a band that I like.
It's a stiff drink.
That is a stiff drink. You know why it's a stiff drink? Because the bartenders of the Hungry Brand are the best in the world.
Thank the bartender.
Thank the bartender at the Hungry Brand.
For making the people who are being interviewed their drinks really strong.
Okay. What the hell was that?
It was to the point.
That was to the point.
That's what it said.
I've known about the Ragtones for a while, since the first show. I've known about Chris's first band, one of his bands, for a long time, Jesus and the Devil. Great garage rock. And the Ragtones seem to combine this garage rock-like sensibility with more of a, I don't know, Tom Waitsy type of feel. There's more piano. Obviously, there's piano that Jeremy's playing. I'm trying to get too serious too early, and I apologize.
There's hats.
Yeah, why do you guys wear hats all the time? Are you bald, Chris? No, you have hair. Why do you wear a hat?
Somebody actually saw our show, and their review was, so then there's this band that opened for them. I don't remember what they sounded like, but they all had really cool hats.
So there.
You know, that's not a good thing,
stuck
right?
With it.
They didn't know what you sound like. They just know your style.
Mm-hmm. Although, are you guys trying to be Beatles-esque? Where they all wore suits and they'd be very professional. Bow.
You're a Beatles cover band called the Ragtones.
Yeah.
Who wear hats?
I think it's like it's a rag. It's kind of an older style of music because there is some grunge elements, but there's also like kind of a very
grunge
bluesy.
Goes way back to the album Nevermind.
I meant that the opposite way. There's a bluesy sort of element to it, but there's also something.
Oh, so it's a bunch of white people grungy. Playing the blues. People love that. You're really winning fans right now. What are the songs about?
Help me out.
In the microphone, singer of the band.
I don't know.
You wrote the songs. You're the singer.
I know.
How would you describe us, Brandon? You've seen
not in the band. I don't wear a fucking hat. I don't describe you.
But we want to know what other people think.
Good.
It doesn't matter what we think.
You're a band I like.
You should probably do some market research if you want that to happen.
Yeah,
we
you really
we
should.
We're not going to be free.
Wearing hats isn't market research. That's just wearing hats.
There is a review that comes up on Google. It talks about our hats. Scored, 0.1.
Not 0.1, negative 1.
No, 0.1.
Do you know how points work? Do you know Weight Watchers in the points program?
No.
That's like eating a fudge cake, a lava cake. You just had a lava cake. That's your whole point allotment for the day. Okay. You've wasted all of your points on one stupid review. How do you feel about that, singer of the band?
I feel good about that.
Good. Why did you start this band? I like the origin story. It's neat.
Well, why don't you tell it?
Because I'm not in the fucking band.
I don't know how to sell that.
That's not how interviews work.
I don't know how to sell that.
The origin is
thank you, Jeremy.
Guy. And we also have our drummer who's here tonight who you wouldn't interview for some reason?
No, because there's only so many seats. I let the band pick two of the three people.
Our wonderful drummer, Mike Mazzola, who's a band whore. He's in like six different bands.
Yeah, he is a whore.
The greatest band one being...
Whore. Origin story. Origin story.
He and this guy were working on music together. They were in Jesus and the Devil together.
J&D. Good J&D. Band.
And they wanted to do something different, so the two of them got together. And then they... Then Mizzo, I know, from the Double Door.
God, this is like, already boring. Speed it up. Jesus Christ. The fashion show. It was supposed to be a one-off.
See, you should have told the story.
I'm not in a band!
No.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for us.
Calm him down.
Calm down.
I think you should have let him go.
I'm sorry.
Come back. It was a one-off show, but, I mean, Mazzola and myself have actually been working on this for quite some time and just putting the pieces together and found a little fancy keyboard player, and it worked with the
That's
hats.
Me. Jeremy, how does it feel to be a fancy keyboard player?
Very fancy.
Are you going bald?
I am going bald.
So you like the hat. It's a good thing for you.
Very good thing.
Okay.
I knew that I should be a part of this if they're going to wear hats.
So wait, you don't... This is your first band, right? Like your band?
Jeremy.
It's my first band I've really been into.
This is the first band where you've actually written... Oh, that's an insult. What were the other bands you were in? Let's insult them more.
Well, no, but this is...
No. First... He said it's the first band he's into. Let's name names. Who are they?
It's a band that isn't...
No, the name. The name of the band.
I was in my very... Basically, I never
in
really...
In Chicago.
I'm getting there.
I don't care. Hurry up.
I've never... There was like a period of...
No
years
one cares!
Shut up! There's a period of 8 years where I wasn't in a band, and I joined this band. It was my first band in 8 years. We played our first show at the Hideout for a...
what was the band?
Show. The Wise Bloods.
The Wise Bloods. Did the Wise Bloods break up?
Pretty much, yeah. There was a lot of drama in that band.
Ooh, band drama? Like a Lifetime movie band drama? Or like MTV teen movie drama?
I was the newest member.
Did somebody get
like,
pregnant?
I was the intermediary. When you're the intermediary for anything, you don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Is that why you play keyboards? Because you're not man enough to only be not the mediary? I tried to insult you, but fucked up my words because I've been drinking.
I ended up leaving the band because, I mean, it just sort of disbanded, but it was sort of, you know.
Wow, what a boring, typical, normal story that happens to every band. Chris, let's talk about you.
Sure.
Why do you play guitar and sing? What was the point? What was the origin? Drugs,
like
money,
high
or women?
School,
I know, high school. No, you're a white male. Of course, high school. Hey, everybody, guess where he's from based on his accent. Talk.
Okay. Now what do you want? You gave me nothing.
What?
You
who said something? Nothing. It was the South Side. He's from the South Side.
South Side.
South Side. Yeah, because fuck all the continents. We'll only use a select few.
No, I mean, I grew up in high school listening to some, like, serious South Side bad rock.
Like what?
I mean, going to the Metro with Loudmouth and like the Disturbed Roots.
Yeah, you
I
like Disturbed, huh? Do you also beat your wife?
No, please don't have that. No.
What? No, there's nothing wrong with you liking Disturbed.
I can swear, right?
You could swear. You can call me mean things.
Okay. No, but you're a fucker. Don't say that.
I am a fucker.
Don't record that.
I just did.
Is this going to be the first onstage fight?
No, he'll win. I would never actually fist fight this man. Look at him. He's in shape and from the South Side.
We also didn't mic it properly, so.
This is a podcast, so nobody knows. Okay, that's good. Keep talking about
it. I'm not going to. No, I wouldn't fuck with your band. You look like three men that could kick my ass. I would never fuck with your band. I'll fuck with you verbally. Physically, no, I'm good. I'm going to go hide and drink. All right. This is why we should stop interviewing bands. They don't know how to fucking talk and make fun of me. Jesus
well, you
Christ.
Know what?
They're all
music.
So nice and ambushed.
You know what? I'm going to be nice, and if you guys do make it, you're going to have to do this a lot.
Yeah.
Jeremy does it like every Monday. He
Jeremy just plays piano, and
I
yell at him. I yell at him. You've never come to the
not
show.
Not much
Thanks
different
a
than now.
No, it's not much different. He gets to respond.
Jeremy's
right
our
now.
Monkey. That's all it is. Our little
I'm the monkey.
No,
where's your next
monkey.
Big show? Let's plug it.
We actually don't have anything real to plug.
God damn it!
No.
You just have a brand new album which people can buy.
We right. do have that.
Thank you. Did you bring any tonight?
Of
no,
course
you
we
forgot.
Did. No,
we turned didn't. Around and got them.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, that's a very good plug. Where can people buy the album? Where should people check you out online? Hurry up.
TheRagTones.com.
TheRagTones.com.
Or Facebook or MySpace.
It's online. It's online.
If you Google The Ragtones, you'll see a really great interview about us where there wasn't.
Not this one?
Were they talking?
That's the one I was talking about.
Were they talking about hats? Okay, Chris, number 1 to 260. Pick one.
Three.
All right. If your mother promised to be home at 2 p.m. to take you to the movies, but didn't show up until supper time and didn't even phone, what would be a good punishment for her? Would punishing her be likely to make her on time in the future? Apparently, you're into bonded shit with your mom. Answer that.
You read that out of there?
Look, I'm not lying. People think I'm making this shit up. That's too detailed. And what a horrible run-on sentence, too. Look at that.
Well, the grammar is terrible.
No, it's good. No, it's not good, sir. A microphone. Use the microphone.
Number four, if all your
No, best no, friends, you got what? One fucking number. Answer the goddamn question.
How do you want me to answer that?
Honestly or full of lies. I don't care. Just move it along.
I mean, you saw how this interview went, right?
I know. It's perfect. I'm going to go all Burge on you.
Look,
that reference is way too soon. John Burge, Fulmer Police Chief. Guilty.
Side note.
Guilty. Torture.
Yay for torture.
Guilty. How would you, okay? She
thought he wasn't.
What?
Who thought he wasn't?
Who thought he? Everyone knew he was guilty, but the defense plea was, "Yeah, he did it." They're criminals. It was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, I fucked her. That's awesome.
Your point?
It's brilliant. Answer the question.
All I know is timeout, man. That's the only
timeout would be a good punishment for her mother.
Fucking shit.
For your mother.
Actually, that's good.
Timeout for your mother.
Okay.
Time that
Jeremy,
sounds like a dead
Jeremy,
weather song.
What would you do?
Oh, I have to. Don't I get to pick a different number?
No. Everyone here picked. Their interviews were better. You get to get one question. Come on, Jeremy.
I would speak very sternly.
In the mic!
I would speak very sternly to her, and I would tell her, how could you do that to me?
Would she listen? Would it change her behavior in the future?
I think so, once she realizes that I was really hurt and upset by it.
Okay.
She'd feel really bad.
Merle, should I insult Jeremy? Like, actually insult him that'll feel bad right now?
Or no, I was going to say, his mother cares for him. Mom would be like, so?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll leave that alone.
Like, find Jesus.
All right, time to find Jesus, everybody. We're going to play the grand prize game with the Ragtones, and then they're going to play the music. Is that correct? You don't know what the grand prize game is, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't you watch Bozo
first
as a child?
Get up.
Well, actually,
there you
I'm
go.
Really excited.
Good job. Stand
you
in
what?
Front of the
I'm
bucket.
Really excited. I went to the Bozo show.
You went to the Bozo show?
I didn't get to do this, though.
What? That's awesome!
I know.
You're like an idol in here. Yeah. All right, Jeremy. All right.
Wait, bucket. You know what? You know what? Because of that, though, he should fucking make it all the way to six.
Well, let him go second. Let's start with Jeremy. Jeremy, right. Bucket number one.
Well,
Esmeralda,
just take one.
I'm going to need you to narrate.
Bucket number one.
He made it. He made it.
That just happened. He gets, guess what? He gets an anime puzzle.
You get an anime puzzle,
here,
Jeremy.
Put the drink down, drunkie. Give it to me here. You can't play this game and drink.
Hey, talkie crowd, go get me a talkie beer.
Bucket number
Newcastle.
Two.
He made it!
I cannot believe it, folks. He made it, so guess what he gets?
You went to the fucking Bozo show. Of course you can do that.
He gets
the thing
you can
He's
attach other
stuff to.
He's
a cute child.
Courtesy.
He gets away with everything. What did you get?
What are those things?
Bucket number three!
Bucket number three. The blue one right there.
Bucket number three.
He hit it, folks. You know what he gets?
What do you get?
A boat.
You get a boat. Bucket number four.
Hurry up.
Let's go.
He made it. He gets
Random noise. Blah, blah, blah.
He gets a 45 of Johnny Rodriguez, I Need It Now.
That song's about fucking.
Bucket number five.
or drugs. That song can be about drugs, too.
Did he make it?
He made it.
I wasn't
it.
Looking.
Lemony.
You get a book. A series of unfortunate events. Just
Lemony
like
Snicket.
This interview.
This is a series of unfortunate events. And
bring it back.
Jim Carrey played
okay.
three roles this evening.
Drum roll, folks.
Number
six.
Five. Six.
Oh, set, five, six.
I don't know how to count. Bucket number six.
Six.
Oh.
You lose.
Wah, wah.
All right, get off the stage.
Yeah, because it's a rule. Keyboardists can't win anything. That's why they
exactly.
play keyboard.
All right, superstar of the Bozo
Board
buckets,
is in the word keyboard.
That's right there.
Boring.
Bucket number one. He made it.
Hey, Chris, don't get too confident, man. Bend down. Use those knees. Those
there you
lanky,
go. You get
lanky.
An anime puzzle.
Hey, not Putterboss. Isn't he the exact shape of the men you like to fuck? He's so wiry.
Bucket number two he made. This
bucket
guy is
number
a
two. You,
pro.
Do you not like food? What's your deal, man? You're from the South Side. You should just be full of sausage and mustaches.
You get a little pong, a pong of the Undertaker.
You're not full of sausage and mustaches. All you do is wear hats and sing songs.
No, I eat.
No, fucking bucket number three. You don't have a retort.
It's just one long sausage that he ate.
Zing, bucket number zing, three. Zing, zing.
He made it.
Did no one hear all he eats is one long sausage? No one heard that? That was the fucking funniest line of the night.
Oh, they'll hear it on the podcast. Line. You get a tin car. Here you go. Take it.
Yeah, fucking
bucket number four.
Make it better. He made it.
He's being really cocky right now.
Do you care about anything in life? You look so lackadaisical, like, he's
being so cocky, and it makes me think he's going to suck at the fifth one. But you get a book called, I thought you were the nice one. Man
she is the nice
Superman.
One. If she's being mean to you, what does that say? I think that's what Hitler liked. Man, Nazi
man and Superman?
Nazi Superman.
All right, number five.
We made it!
Have you been practicing this since that day?
That's why she's a pro.
Every Monday night.
You get... Let's see here. What do I got in this?
I like that only the other members of the band are laughing at his jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, go into comedy, sir.
You get a 45 of Glenn Campbell's Everybody's Gotta Go There Sometime.
That means the butt. You gotta eat the butt out.
With the sausage.
Sometimes.
Bucket number six.
All you eat is one long sausage. You should be used to it.
Oh my God, he missed it.
He missed it.
You suck.
He was still thinking about the butt. All right, Ragtones are going to play in a few minutes. Is that correct, Ragtones?
Yes.
All right, with what excitement. We'll all wait with bated breath. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Spare Machine, everybody. Spare Machine. And we're back. Thanks for sticking around, everybody. I really appreciate it. Please put your hands together for the last time of the evening for Spare Machine. If you get a chance, go see Spare Machine playing at Phyllis's Musical Inn. It's in Wicker Park on July 9th. I highly recommend it. Mark is a great, great, great songwriter. I love that band, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. I'm going to be the asshole. I'm asking for your undivided attention for the music of the Ragtones, everybody, the Ragtones.
Again someday, just not today, just not today. Brother, I need you so, just can't let go, just can't let go. Had to leave away, then you had to leave away, then you had to leave away. What I'll do.
do for you. Look what I'll do.
Next song is off the album we just put out. It's called Sword of the Butcher. Happy Brandon.
Yep. By the sword of the butcher, by the mess and the grave, by the horse and the steeple, by the stones and the hay, I will pray, I will pray. To keep hanging the truth, these are our ways. To keep hanging the truth, these are our days. By the trees and the rain, I remain, I remain. To deep pain and the truth, these are our ways. To deep pain and the truth, these are our canyon, by the trees and the rain. There's reason we care. They all fled from this city to the country and the air. But there's reason we were running. There's reason we were scared. We all wish for your happiness. We all wish we were there. Let's city get the best of you. Let's city get the best of you. Let's city get the best of you. Feels like a die. There's reason we're living. I'm not sure what it is, yeah, but I'm sure you catch on. When you do, you let me know. Don't let the city get the best of you. Let the city get the best of you. Let the city get the best of you. Feels like a die. Where the sky is clear, feels like you're there.
God.
change.
One more for you. Again, we're like two-thirds of the Ragtones. I think we are going to be playing at Tonic Room on July 9th, this kind of a thing again. So that's our plug.
I believe in eternity keeps me on my feet. I believe in anything that helps my body eat. Living, breathing, eating, drinking. I believe in afterlife where bodies are immune. I believe anxiety will put my brain in ruin. Living, breathing. I believe that inside me now that you're stirring up my soul. I believe in God and demons tearing down my world. Live and breathe and eat and drink. I believe inside me now they're twisting up my soul. I believe in God and demons tearing down my world. Living, breathing, eat and drinking. 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 Living, breathing, eat and drinking.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, everybody. That's it. That is it. Thank you so much for coming out. I'd like to thank all my guests. I'd like to thank Joe and CJ from the Late Live Show. Every Saturday night at Second City, I'd like to thank the Putterboss Sisters, or whatever the fuck was not the Putterboss Sisters. two of the funniest people in Chicago. I can't recommend Entertaining Julia enough. The Ragtones, that was really impressive. They've never played like that before. Amazing. Of course, Kevin McGuire, thank you so much. Kevin, thanks to Ben Biltman. Thanks to Esmeralda Leon, my co-host, a beautiful lady with a beautiful voice who's doing a curtsy on stage. And thanks to two new people that are part of the fold here. I want to thank Jennifer and I want to thank Aaliyah. Please clap for them. They're wonderful people.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.